This is Ozarks at Large. Teresa Maurer, who is our local food ambassador, has joined me again in the air-conditioned Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio. That's important these days.
It is important these days. But, you know, the markets are still pleasant in
Good.
The morning. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I came in here just kind of finishing up with one, and it was really pretty pleasant most of the morning.
So here we are. It's officially summer. We're making the transition from June to July. What can we find at the markets around the area?
Wow. I could talk for a long, long time, but I'm kind of going to just pick some highlights.
Okay.
The strawberries are done. They've been done for a while. The blueberries are almost done.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sad. Okay.
Yeah. They came on early, and they're finishing early. But here's the good news. Peaches and sweet corn are here, and nectarines are here. And there are several vendors that are selling peaches and nectarines. So walk around if you're in the Fayetteville Square and check things out, because they have different varieties and sort of different, you know, different ways of educating your taste buds about these different varieties of peaches and nectarines. And the sweet corn, same thing. Vendors are carrying different varieties. That has just come on the market. Be sure to come early if you want the sweet corn, because it will sell out quickly. But the good news is there are more vendors and more supply coming on. So I think that'll be a good thing for the 4th. Blackberries are strong, both the wild blackberries and the cultivated ones. So you can ask around about that if you want a different flavor.
Okay, wild being what? Something I'd pick on in a field?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people, they can still manage it, but it's versus a plant-bred variety, because the University of Arkansas has actually done some plant breeding with blackberries. So, and they're all good, but they're different.
Okay.
So you can ask about that. The tomato variety is increasing. There are incredible variety of tomatoes out there. Even just this morning walking around, there's Cherokee Purples there, which was popular at our tomato tasting last year. Look for some zebra tomatoes, which are very interesting.
I discovered those last year. Really liked
yes,
them.
Yes, they, and they were also popular. Sun Golds, you know, which you can just eat by the handful. Okra is in, and Brussels sprouts are in. And there is also a specialty green bean. It's a stringless variety. Very good flavor. Ask for that. We have several vendors that are carrying that.
It's stringless green beans.
Stringless. It's an old-fashioned variety. I don't have the variety off the top of my head, but that's the way you'll see it on the stand, is a stringless green bean. Excellent flavor. And there's some other green beans coming up, some long beans and some flat variety. And, you know, so you can have fun with green beans this time of year. But one of the more unusual things at the market is bulb fennel.
Bulb fennel.
Yes.
Sounds like someone who played for the St. Louis Browns in 1924. Bulb fennel.
It does. It does. Exactly. But this is one of our vendors suggests that you can buy some. It's, you know, it's kind of like the kohlrabi, kind of interesting looking. But you can shred it up in a food processor along with cabbage and then throw some vinaigrette in there. And it's kind of an anise-flavored coleslaw. So it's this cabbage, the cabbage flavor with the kind of anise flavor of the, you know, which is kind of licorice-y, but not really. But anyway, a real interesting play of those two flavors together.
So get the bulb fennel.
Mm-hmm.
You get some cabbage.
Right.
Of your choice.
Right.
There are different varieties of that.
Yep.
You put it in the food processor.
Right.
Hit the button.
Right.
Then add some vinaigrette.
Then add some vinaigrette after
that. And you're ready to go.
And you're ready to go, yeah. And you can – I kind of like to let it sit for a little while just to let the flavors blend.
Okay.
So that's kind of a fun thing if you want to try something different. Also, we have purple hull peas.
Can't go wrong with purple hull
you
peas.
You can't go wrong with that. And it comes with its own entertainment. We have a hand crank huller. And we have two of them available. We're trying to keep them available at every Fayetteville market. And I imagine some of the other markets have it as well. And adults only. It's hand-cranked. But it's fun to watch. I mean, we'll have somebody come in with their big shopping bag of purple hull peas. And then you'll get this little crowd watching, because it takes the, you know, takes the outside of the purple hull peas off. And you get this nice, wonderful little bag of purple hull peas ready to cook your favorite way.
Anything you can do with the shells?
You know, we compost it. Actually, there's several of us that like to take it home and work it into the compost, because it's a good legume and a good source of nitrogen. Let's see. What else could I talk about? Coming up are cantaloupes, not very far away, so that will be good. And just lots of good things out there. I heard several people walking around today saying, wow, look at the color. And it is a colorful market right now because you've got the rainbow there.
Right. Well, with all the different varieties of tomatoes. And
yeah.
So exactly. Cantaloupes coming soon, watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Watermelons after that. We do have a few vendors that come on the market specifically with watermelons and some other interesting melons.
I was about
too,
to say honeydew or anything like that.
Yeah, some bitter melons, some other, which I'll talk about as those come into season. Right. But they're coming. So I guess what I wanted to just remind people of is it is hot, but the markets are open during the week as well as the weekends. And with the 4th of July coming up next week, you can stock up. So stock up on that Tuesday. We'd really like to see some folks come out at the Tuesday market. But, you know, in Northwest Arkansas, you can find a market open every day of the week, either evening or morning now. You know, everybody's cranked up. So when that family comes into town, think about stocking up. Think about taking them to the market.
And I know you said that it's still pleasant in the morning, but if you're there in midday, take some precaution for the heat as well.
Yes, of course, for yourself, water, a hat, sunscreen, all those normal things. But I wanted to sort of, you know, we, of course, in Fayetteville, I'm sure at some of the other markets, we have dogs at the market. Mm-hmm. And I wanted people to know that when they have a dog, they've got to remember the pavement can be 130 degrees at pavement level during these really hot, blazing hot days. Now, think about your tootsies on that pavement. So you may want to, if you've got a dog, you may want to come earlier in the morning, at, you know, for your comfort level as well as the dog's. But importantly, bring water for your dog as well as yourself, or at least a container, because we do have faucets and stuff at the market. So, you know, remember your friend there at the other end of the leash and make sure you keep it under control. We do have a lot of dogs there. The Humane Society and the Fayetteville Animal Shelter also have a lot of tips on animals in the hot weather. They do need some extra care.
And the Humane Society, at least at the Fayetteville market, is often there with some dogs that you can adopt.
Exactly.
I know that because the latest addition to my house came from there.
Oh, is that right?
It's a couple of years ago, but Taylor,
Yeah, it's a great place. Both of those organizations are really responsible groups and help you, you know, learn how to adopt a dog responsibly. But I'm going to kind of come back around. One thing we've got a lot of right now are cucumbers on the market, and they're slicing cucumbers. There's all kind of sizes and shapes and burpless ones, you know, other things. And last fall, I talked about a recipe called Bring Back the Summer Cucumbers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the summer's here. We don't have to bring it back.
Right.
Now.
We don't have to bring it back. It's definitely here. Well, this is just one I kind of wanted to remind people of, and we'll repost that up on the website because it's real easy. You just get a pot, you boil a little bit of vinegar and sugar, water, salt, and pepper together. So you get that boiling. You've got your cucumbers sliced up and in a bowl, and you put the hot liquid over the cucumber. So it kind of wilts them a little bit. It's basically a fast pickling method, kind of.
Okay.
And then, you know, that warmth wilts the cucumbers, let it sit for a little bit, then stick it in the refrigerator to cool down. And that combination of the wilting and slight pickling and the coolness, it makes for a great – I mean, just make a big batch of it and then just get it. When you're feeling really hot, you get that cool, spicy, tart cucumber. And it's a real nice – we don't have to bring back the summer. We got it here.
Yeah, it's going to be here a while.
And we got lots of cucumbers.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Kyle.